Hey YouTube, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the Outyard. I figured I'd bring you with me today on to do a chore, and it's probably one of the biggest chores I hate. But it's because I made a mistake. And on my channel, I share the good with the bad and just show you what I'm doing. So if you see me doing something or I find something while I'm doing it, we all get to learn a little bit. And this is about swarms. And over here in my apiary, this is the outyard. I've got a nice little pond outyard here with a property owner that lets me put bees out here. But I've got two swarm traps. I've got this one here and this one here that I pulled off of trees yesterday. And this is the primary focus of this video, is this one right here. That one's a little bit lighter. You know, towards the end of the season, I kind of don't check my traps as much as I should. In the peak of season, and I've shown videos on this, here in Jacksonville, Zone 9B, the peak of swarm season is like those first 3 weeks of March. I've got a bell graph over the last 15 years of every swarm I've ever caught, and it's really pretty close to right then. After that peak passes, I don't want to say lose interest, but I stop focusing so much on getting swarms. But I keep my traps in the trees to catch a late swarm or whatever. But I also don't get by the traps so often. But this trap right here was in a park, kind of off, back on the tree line, and there were no bees in it. I checked it, you know, I don't know, every week or so, and then 1 week I checked and I said, oh, there's some scouts checking that out. And then I got busy with work and I didn't go back, and wouldn't you know, I went back like 2 weeks later and I saw some bees going in and out. I'm like, hey, got another swarm, need to get to that. And then another week went by, and another week went by, and I've actually lost track of how long it's been. It's well over a month that that swarm moved into that box. After I got about 25 swarms, I kind of stopped counting, so I just don't even know what number this was, but it was a late swarm, but it moved into this box. And when I went up to pull it off the tree, and my technique, and here's one in another tree, I put them up in trees, but I put them just higher than a human can kind of stand. So I use a short little ladder to where I'm up like one, maybe two steps to hang it on the nail. So I am climbing ladders a little bit, but not too much, you know, just kind of one step or so, and you know, you can kind of lift it up. Well, I went to pull this one off and I couldn't believe how heavy it was. And I don't think it's bees. I think it's honey, because it's the end of the flow. So what we're going to do is I'm going to pull that hive out of there, and it's going to be a god awful mess. And the reason is because only the top half of these swarm traps are frames. The bottom half is open void. And that is the design flaw of this style of swarm trap. You know, if you use a regular deep, you know, it's a little bit more awkward to hang in a tree, but you also could put frames in the entire void. In these vertical 4-liter styles, you can only put frames in the top, unless you can come up with another design to get frames in the bottom, but it would probably mean assembling and deassembling your box. It's a perfect style swarm trap for me, but you cannot leave it for a month. Okay, that's enough of the intro of what we're gonna do. We're gonna get into that hot mess of a swarm trap. So I'm out here and just gonna show you some things I've got to kind of be prepared. I've got a double nuke box, you know, it's 10 frames there. I don't know how much I'm going to be able to save. Obviously, I'm expecting 5 good frames and then probably a bunch of comb at the bottom. I've got some empty frames here that I use with rubber bands. And the rubber bands are a technique. And let me see if I can show you the technique now. So while I'm doing it, let me see if I can get this to work here. So you get rubber bands and you can kind of preload them. And actually, it's a good thing to do now. You put them on these corners. And you go around like that. So now I can put comb in here before I put the top half rubber bands on that will go across the top like this and hold it in there. Now, it doesn't, you kind of need to get the cell orientation right, but this is as good a technique as I've got. And I've seen a lot of people do it. And these are the rubber bands I use. Gonna make me pull my glasses out to read them. I got these off of Amazon. The length is perfect and the strength is perfect. What are we going to call these? It's the Advantage brand, and there it is. Size number 117B, 7 inches by 1/8 of an inch. I'm going to put that right there on the camera. These are the rubber bands I use. I've tried many different types, and I got this recommendation from somebody else on YouTube. Thank you to whoever showed me that. I've never gone back since. And that's 200 in a box, and one box will last you you know, several seasons for sure. Preloading is good. So you got the bottom done. You don't need to do the top because the top you're going to have to do after the fact anyway. But if you've got a place to set these down and they're preloaded, that's good. Now, I know I put the ones on the top on that other one, so I'll need to take those off. So now you've got some open frames that are ready to go for any sort of cut comb you need. Now, you do, when you do cut comb, you do need to have a pocket knife of sort because you need to kind of cut it to size. And when you lay the comb in here, you want the cell orientation to stay the same. So if it's hanging vertically, you know, cells have a little bit of a downward, you don't want to put them upside down or sideways. That's pretty important. The bees will kind of manage it, but if you're going to do it right if you can, you know, by not putting the cells upside down when you put them in. And of course, I've got some, that's a drawn comb and things like that that I can use to kind of back me up and add if there's just a hot mess in there and I need to get it out. So that's what we're going to do. It's going to be probably gooey and messy. I'm going to be geared up because I'm just going to be going through this hive and making a mess of it. Try to get what I can. Oh, and I do have two queen cells here that I'm going to requeen. These are my Missouri Mite Hunter daughters. I do have some bad news. This is breaking news. My single Missouri Mite Hunter that got mated, that I've made almost 100 cells off of now, not quite 100 cells, probably about 80 cells off of now, was superseded, or I killed her, or I went back in my hive and there were queen cells everywhere and I couldn't find my Missouri Mite Hunter that was the only one that got mated. So I don't have my F1 queen anymore from Corey Stevens, but I do have a lot of daughters I've made, so we're just gonna move forward with my Sourwood queens and my Golden West queens from Oliveira's Farm, from Randy Oliver's stock. So daughters, I don't know what happened. One thought I have, I don't think I squished her. I'm pretty careful about not squishing, but one thought I have is I was pulling so much brood to make cells. Maybe they thought she wasn't a good layer or something and they superseded her for laying. So do you guys have any experience with that? Can you get a queen superseded because you pull too much brood from her? It's another thought I had was maybe they didn't think she was doing her job, so they superseded her. Or I killed her, but I'm not thinking that's the case. Okay, this video is already getting to be 7 minutes long. We hadn't even gotten to the bees yet. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to get both of these hives done, primarily focus on the big one. If I get through that pretty quick, maybe we'll do the second one. But the big one and the hot mess that's going to be is what this is about. All right, stick with me. Let's get the bees. Cutting the edge, hitting it on the top, scooting it up a little bit. Drone comb. It's kind of broke a little bit, didn't it? This one didn't go as well. I don't know if I can manipulate that piece up there to where it'll be held in place. We'll try. Whew, somebody got up my sleeve. Keep smoking these ladies. You guys still with me? It's gotta be somewhat entertaining, right? Oh, see how it's dropping? Don't drop. I'm gonna give up on that. I'm gonna just let them do their thing on this one. Oh, what happened? My rubber band not? Shit, I only did one rubber band. Where'd it go? One, two, maybe I thought I did two. Excuse the language. All right, brood frame number 4 going in. And now the rest of this is gonna have to either be trash or honey, because I don't have any more frames to do. But what would you guys do here? I'm gonna pull out this last one and show you what's hanging. I got a bee in my sleeve. What's this gonna look like? This is the last one. I don't have any more frames for that comb. I've got the queen. I don't really need that. I think I'm gonna set this on my little table here. Cut that off. This is a messed up frame. Meaning, like, I don't really want them to draw it out like that. And I just dropped all the bees. So that's, they're gonna crawl up my leg probably. So now I've got that. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 4, 4, and 4. So now I want you to see what's inside. What would you do with that? Obviously, I need to get the bees out. That honey in the bottom is gonna fall out. It can be open fed somewhere. The shake has got to happen though, because they're not gonna naturally go in there. Let me get this out of the way, because this is kind of my open feed frame. Yeah, those bees are just kind of crawling up that. How would you guys do this? I think I need my second super on to do the shake. I got one more frame in there, so I'm gonna take one of these frames of honey. Maybe this one. Doesn't look great on the outside, but it's a food frame. I put in here, so now I've got 5 frames. This is an old second story that is ready to be retired, but I'm out of equipment for this sort of thing. I need to start making some more. So these are those honey frames that did fit. It's not very good looking. I should probably, I'm gonna let them open, eat that one. This is a pretty good honey frame. All right, and then I'll put some frames in the middle from that other box I brought that I showed you at the beginning. But the problem is I gotta do a shake on here that is gonna cause, those bees are crawling up my pants that I dropped on the ground. Probably should have cuffs on a day like today. All right. I don't know if I'm gonna get as much of a shake as just a drop. The reason I put those frames like this is because this honey that's in here is gonna fall out. You guys watching this? Oh my God, this is crazy. What would you guys be doing with this? Did that work? Getting some smoke. It's gonna make a hot mess. While I got him vertical, I'm gonna do one little shake, see if the camera goes. Oh God, oh yeah. There we go. I keep talking to God. Let's see. All right, this has just gotta come off. Think they know they're queenless yet? Probably not. Do I have the energy to do two of these? Maybe. All right. That is that. I'm gonna set these frames down here by those bees. Woo, crawling up my pants. Now the one thing I did forget to do that I should have done earlier, and I thought about it but didn't do it, and my handles are coming off. So I gotta put a queen in here. It's a queen cell. These are walking up that foundation a little bit. I'm gonna spin this around just for the flat side being to the middle. Is it going in without breaking it? It's in. This is not any easier than I thought it would be. All right, queen cell's in. Bees are going in or going in. And my lid is now, that's a swarm trap lid. My double bubble here inside, and it's time to mark. All right, I've got a new pen I'm doing. These are Sharpie Pros that are put inside of a crayon twistable. I'm gonna have to talk later about that. I can't get it out. 613 swarm, and I'm gonna MMH, Missouri Mite Hunter cell. The cell's gonna hatch on the 15th, laying on the 24th-ish. And that is done. That's what we got going on. Here's my comb. I got some remnant bees that didn't hang off of the shake. These are the bees that are crawling up my legs and going in, but that one is in. So ladies and gents, I'm looking at the camera. I'm at 24 minutes. That other hive is gonna be similar. I don't think I'm gonna film it right now. In any case, don't let this be you. Check your swarm traps. Once they're bringing in pollen for the first time, get them off in the next few days, because that means they've got brood. It just gets too messy and too hard and you lose too much brood. I was really lucky to find the queen though. But hey, that's how you hive a swarm hot mess. In any case, we'll see you next time, everybody. Have a great day.